back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILF.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Scott raised a good question just before the break. You know, we really ought to talk about names for the Big Ten divisions. First of all, did you like the way the divisions broke down?
I told you on your show, on Ebling, you, I don't really don't give a rip. You know, I'm serious. And I'll twist it up and, Michigan's playing Ohio State in an exhibition game. They're in different divisions. Why are they playing? Blah, blah, blah. I don't care about any of that because all I care about is Michigan getting competitive again, and it just colors everything. So I'm not really focused on who plays what. It doesn't look bad. I'm excited about Nebraska coming on board. I think they're going to be a great addition. I mean, Nebraska could be playing Ohio State in the national championship game this year. Yeah, you know, what would that do to the Big Ten next year? So I don't really, you know, I think it's fine. Michigan State in the same division. They should be.
I never thought I would hear you say, Tom, all I care about is Michigan getting competitive again.
They have not.
How the mighty have fallen.
They have not been competitive on the defensive side of the ball. That's why I've been so frustrated. And that's going to, Greg Robinson second year, that's going to happen. But back to the.
Would you have liked Michigan State in the 12th game?
I could have gone either way. I'm not so hung up on this Michigan Ohio State thing. Probably because they've been slapping us around so much the last 6-7 years. But there's an aspect, though. The second Saturday in October for Michigan State is a really special. The weather's usually good, you know, and the colors, you know, you can see the color out of Michigan State, Spartan Stadium is in all its glory and the campus and everything like that. I really don't focus on it that much. Just want Michigan to get better. But this division thing really brought a lot of intrigue this week. So many people are wrapped up into that. And it's just a football decision. I mean, it's only relevant to football, right? Basketball, it's
right,
not
just football.
Okay, so I mean, those divisions I think are when you look at them broken down pretty evenly, and I like them.
You know, some people say it doesn't much matter because in 2 years or 4 years, you're going to have more expansion, and then you'll have 16 teams.
I strongly disagree with that. I think we're going to
stay with 12 for
a
while.
I think, you know, how long was Penn State thing? I guess they voted in 90 and
17
then
years
they rolled in 93. Yeah. Okay. I think it's going to be 15 or 20 years before there's because Notre Dame's not going to move anywhere.
Right.
And if the Pac or the Big 12 can hold its own and not get, not get unraveled and everything, where Texas would go somewhere, everything's going to stand pat for a while.
So you think this is kind of a wash for Michigan? It's not a big advantage, not a big disadvantage the way it's going to be? Dr. John Braccio thinks Michigan gets absolutely hosed in this.
How is that? That
they have the toughest road. They lose more here. He'll tell you about it at 10 o'clock. He'll tell you why Michigan is the big loser in this divisional setup. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think it's a mixed bag for Michigan State. On one hand, you lose Penn State as your year-end rival. You get a crossover game with Indiana, which is a game that you should do pretty well in most years. And I received some numbers showing that Michigan State would have the greatest leap in the standings based on what has happened. But I have a problem with the sequence of games, not the opponents. And I think the fact that Michigan State does not have a traditional year-end game now, it's going to flip around and they'll be playing
everybody. Who cares about it?
Here's why it matters, because in October, you're playing Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, back-to-back, four in a row.
Right.
Now, if you lose three of those four, what happens in November? You don't have a marquee game to point for, and you don't have anything to bring the crowd out when it's deer hunting, crappy weather.
Well, you know, that's a valid point because that used to be the case. I remember in 1969, the 24-12, when Michigan beat Ohio State. Michigan State was playing Northwestern down in Evanston.
Yeah.
They were ending with Northwestern. They used to end with Iowa.
Right.
And you know, you're right. It was kind of an anticlimactic thing.
Right.
And they didn't. That's why when Penn State came in, George tried to get that land grant trophy and all that.
Right.
You know, and that held its own for a little bit.
Right.
But
it didn't really catch on.
No. I don't think you have to have this marquee rival game at the end of the year. I just don't think that, you know, just win the damn thing, get ready for a bowl game, and that's your season end. Or, you know, and hopefully for any of these teams, they're going after the Big Ten championship game.
The fact that Michigan State and Penn State did not catch on, did not get traction,
right,
is what led to Nebraska-Penn State.
Exactly.
If Michigan State-Penn State had been a viable number two game.
You are so right.
Then you wouldn't have this.
State didn't deliver on that. They can never exactly. win in Happy Valley.
It's Michigan State's fault.
Now, you know, with Penn State and Nebraska, you got the two newbies. Right. You have relative newbies. I mean, with Penn State 17 years.
Why is this a great rivalry? Maybe it's a manufactured rivalry.
Well, and it's two storied programs. I mean, it's a natural rivalry. I mean, when you got two big time programs, they play one time, all of a sudden they're rivals.
But wouldn't Iowa and Nebraska be a great rivalry too?
Yeah, that would be too. But Iowa's got their thing with going on with the Minnesotas and the Wisconsin.
Well, they could play that the week before, and they could play Minnesota and Wisconsin for the Axe.
Yeah.
As a year end game. They could play Illinois and Northwestern as a year end game. Indiana and Purdue, Ohio State and Michigan, Michigan State and Penn State, the two land-grant schools. They can laugh at the land-grant trophy if you want. But all of that would lead to six firm year-end games that don't change. Now Michigan State, they play a different team every year at the end of the season.
Yeah, I know. But I think that that's not going to be an issue. They just need to focus. Michigan State needs to focus on taking advantage of this year. This is the opportunity before Nebraska comes on board.
Right.
But Michigan's still down. If they don't knock it out of the park this year,
right.
they're in a world of hurt.
Michigan State needs to do something this year and next year. Really need to do it this year. And
this
need to win nine games minimum.
Minimum.
And next year.
They'll never get off the schneid.
Well, next year it's going to be a little bit tougher. Plus, you get Ohio State and Wisconsin on the schedule.
Yeah.
Now, Ohio State and Wisconsin will cycle off the schedule. And you could have a situation, it's possible in 2013, where you are playing Indiana, Illinois, Purdue, Minnesota, and Northwestern. That's five of your eight games.
Hello.
Now, that looks pretty good.
Yummy.
I would think so. We will be right back, and we're going to talk with Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press, and we'll get his take on college football 2010 and the expanded Big House. Coming up next on the Jack and Tom Show.